Amos chapter number 8. Before we go into the word tonight, Amos chapter number 8. I told you that I will be announcing or blowing the trumpet for 7 weeks as God has told me. And as soon as 7 weeks end, the year will end. And I believe this is the warning that the Lord is giving us for the coming years. Amos chapter number 8, verse number 11 and 12. Behold, the days come, said the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. So this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. There is a famine, not of food or worldly things, but of the word coming. And what to do? What we need to do? We need to understand this time we are living in, and we need to fill ourselves with the word. Not only the bookish knowledge, but meditate on God's word and receive revelation. Fill our storehouse. Because when there is a famine in the world, those who are in the secret place of the Lord, those who have filled themselves, the famine will be the fall for others, but the same famine will be the rise for the Josephs, who have filled themselves, who have not complained, who have kept their lives hidden in God and being faithful to God in every situation. They shall rise because they have filled the storehouse. They have applied wisdom and they understood that the famine is coming. Hallelujah. So the famine of the word. All right. So let's go to the message tonight. And I finished the message on the model of righteousness. And we saw many things from the life and the book of Samuel. So from that came out another sermon that the Lord gave me to teach from the model of righteousness. And the title of the sermon is The Sons of Belial. The Sons of Belial. Now we are going to go to the scriptures and look at what the Bible talks about the sons of Belial. But let us understand what is Belial. The meaning of Belial is wickedness, worthlessness, lawlessness. These are the different meanings that is drawn from the Hebrew word. Wickedness, worthlessness, lawlessness, these are the simple meanings. There is another name for the devil in their Bible, the satanic Bible, is Belial. So the devil is known by the name Belial. And Belial, from that context of the satanic language, also means without a master. Without a master, which symbolizes independence, self-sufficiency, and personal accomplishment. Okay, let me go slow. Belial, from the satanic version of it, what Satan writes, Belial also means without a master. That means no authority over Belial. A spirit that has no covering over it. Okay? Without a master, independence, self-sufficiency. I am all in all. I don't want anyone to assist me or lead me. I can do things by myself. Self-sufficiency and personal accomplishment. I can accomplish whatever I want by my own power, by my own strength. That is Belial. All right? The English translations, when you read the KJV version, you will see Belial mentioned in the KJV Bible 4 times. I mean, more than 4 times, but 4 places in the scriptures. Okay, 4 places in the scripture. We are going to go there. But I read the NKJV version. And the NKJV version, wherever there is Belial, the NKJV translates Belial as corruption. All right? The NKJV translates Belial as corruption. As corruption. All right. So why I am touching down on the sons of Belial? Because this sons of Belial is causing corruption, not only in the church, but also in the families. There is a way they enter the families. There is a way they enter the church. There is a significant symptom or a significant action. If you do that, it opens the door for this spirit to come in, called the sons of Belial. And they cause havoc, not only in the church, but also in the lives of individuals and families. From the scriptures, we understand their functionaries. And from the scriptures, we understand what is the open door for them to come in. And the scriptures that I want to give you is, there are four parts in the Bible where the sons of Belial are mentioned. The first scripture is Deuteronomy chapter number 13, verse number 13. Write it down. Deuteronomy verse number 13, chapter number 13, verse number 13. Okay, these are the single scriptures. We are going to read almost the whole chapters to understand the story when Belial comes into the picture. Then the second set of scripture I want to give you, Judges chapter number 19, verse 22. Judges chapter number 19, verse 22. And chapter number 20, verse number 13. Judges chapter number 19, verse 22. And chapter number 20, verse number 13. The next set of scripture is 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Verse 16 and chapter 2 verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16 and chapter 2 verse 12. And the last scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Most of you know that. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15. What fellowship does Christ has with Belial? That is the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Verse number 15. So we are going to look at all the scriptures one by one, and then we are going to draw. There are six points that exposes the sons of Belial from the scriptures about what they do, who they are, how they get in. There are six points that bring to our attention about their functions, about what they do, and how they are, what they are, how they function. And all those six points, we will be able to understand if we read this four set of scriptures. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter number 13, verse number 13. Hallelujah. Are we together, people of God? Say amen if we are listening. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. I am going to read from the KJV version tonight, because that is where Belial is mentioned, in the KJV version. The NKJV translates it as corruption. But let's go to the KJV version. Okay, where we were? Deuteronomy chapter number 13, verse number 13. Certain men, the children of Belial, underline that. Certain men, the children of what? Who? Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which ye have not known. Okay. So, certain men are gone out from among you. So, the sons of Belial are not outsider. The sons of Belial are among God's children.
Yes.
Okay. The sons of Belial are among God's children. You might say, how did they enter? How, we will see afterwards. This is just the introductory scripture. This is just the simple functionary of the sons of Belial. What do they do in the church? What do they do among God's children? The answer is, they have withdrawn the inhabitants, that means the people of Israel, the children of God, saying, let us go and serve other gods that you do not know. So the first function of the sons of Belial is to divert the worship that goes to God to other gods or to idols. That is what the sons of Belial do, and that is what their assignment is. That is what is their assignment among the people of God. They divert the worship that is supposed to go to Jehovah God, to Jesus Christ, and they make the children of God worship other gods. And they make the children of God divert to idols. That is the first functionary. Okay? Hold on. Let me take you to the context of that. of that chapter, it says, and verse number 11, let's start off from verse number 11. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Verse 12, if thou shalt hear say in one of thy city, which the Lord thy God had given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire, and make search, and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shalt burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof, every whit, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap forever, it shall not be built again. Okay, that is the judgment that is supposed to come if the sons of Belial is found somewhere. If the sons of Belial are found somewhere, what one of the meaning is that they cause corruption, and they have corrupted the people. The Lord destroys them utterly. We will go into the next scriptures and see if God finds the sons of Belial. God prefers to completely destroy them. That is how the functionary of the sons of Belial is in the body of Christ. They are dangerous. So God prefers to completely destroy them. That is the first function of the sons of Belial. They want to divert the attention of the children of God from worshipping Jehovah God to worshipping other gods. Are we understanding? And that is not done directly, that is done subtly. That is done subtly. If even a pastor can be a son of Belial, if the pastor is taking your worship for himself and not letting you worship Jehovah God, he is characterizing a son of Belial in the house of God. A priest can be a son of Belial. We will see that in the book of Samuel. Eli's sons were the sons of Belial, the Bible says. So we will go to that. So the sons of Belial have crept into the church, and they are diverting the worship that is supposed to go to God to other things, to money. I have been seeing a series of episodes from many people, even in India, even people who don't know English and became pastors in India. They are saying, your faith cannot shake God. One of them was saying yesterday, your faith cannot shake God. Your obedience cannot shake the heart of God. If you want to shake the heart of God, you need to, the only money can shake the heart of God. And such things, they are coming. What they are doing, they are diverting the worship that is supposed to go to God, to some things of the world, or to mammon, or to a person, or to other deities, or to other Jesuses who are not actually Jesus, they are deities. Are we understanding? Diverting the worship that is supposed to go to God, to Jehovah God, to other gods, to idols, to things of the world. That is the first function of the son of Belial. All right, we are going to go to the next scriptures, Judges chapter number 19. Now bear with me. You have to understand a story. You have to understand a story. Judges chapter number 19. And let me read from the NKJV version. And then for the particular verse, verse 22, we will come to the KJV version. Judges chapter number 19. All right. So we will read from verse number 1. To understand the context, we would have to read the whole chapter. So listen to me carefully when I'm reading. Judges chapter number 19, verse number 1. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite staying in the remote mountains of Ephraim. He took for himself a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. I want you to underline something in that verse. Underline when there was no king in Israel, signifying when there was no leadership. Israel was without a leader at that time. Israel was without established leadership. Okay? So this guy, son of the Levi, took a concubine from Bethlehem. Verse number 2. But his concubine played the harlot against him and went away from him to her father's house at Bethlehem in Judah and was there 4 whole months. So she ran away from him, went to the father's house back. Then her husband arose and went after her to speak kindly to her and bring her back, having his servant and a couple of donkeys with him. So she brought him into her father's house. And when the father of the young woman saw him, he was glad to meet him. So this husband went to the concubine's house and the father-in-law was happy to host this man. So what happened after that? Verse number 4. Now his father-in-law, the young woman's father, detained him and he stayed with him 3 days. So they ate and drank and lodged there. Then it came to pass on the 4th day that they arose early in the morning and he stood to depart. But the young woman's father said to the son-in-law, refresh your heart with a morsel of bread and afterward go your way. So they sat down and the two of them ate and drank together. Then the young woman's father said to the man, please be content to stay all night and let your heart be merry. And when the man stood to depart, his father-in-law urged him, so he lodged there again. So next day he was going. While he was going, he said, eat something. After he ate something, he urged him again, stay for one more night. So the man stayed for one more night. Verse number 8. Then he arose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart. But the young woman's father said, please refresh your heart. So they delayed until afternoon and both of them ate. And when the man stood to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the young woman's father said to him, look, the day is now drawing toward evening. Please spend the night. See, the day is coming to an end. Lodge here, that your heart may be merry. Tomorrow you go your way early, so that you may get home. However, the man was not willing to spend that night, so he rose and departed and came opposite Jebus, that is Jerusalem. With him were 2 saddled donkeys. His concubine was also with him. They were near Jebus, and the day was far spent. And the servant said to his master, come, please, and let us turn aside into the city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. All right. So the 3rd time, the man again got late because of eating. All right. They were eating and by afternoon they got ready to go. And the father-in-law again said, why you are going? It's night. So don't go out by night. You lodge here. But he said, no, no, no. He was insistent on going. So he took his concubine, took his servant and he went. And they came to Jerusalem. And the person said, the servant said, let's go and lodge there. Verse number 12. Listen to me. Okay, we will go through the whole story. But his master said to him, we will not turn aside here into a city of foreigners who are not of the children of Israel. We will go into Gibeah. So he did not lodge there near the Jebusites or what is called at that time Jebus. That was Jerusalem. At that, you know, technically Jerusalem afterwards. So he said, we will not lodge there. We will go to Gibeah. That is of Israel. Children of Israel stay there. Okay. Remember, children of Israel. So he said to his servant, come, let us draw near to one of these places and spend the night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed by and went their way. And the sun went down on them near Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. Okay. The Benjaminites. Remember, Saul was from Gibeah. Gibeah of Saul. He was a Benjaminite. So the Benjamin tribe used to stay there. They turned aside there to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat down in the open square of the city, for no one would take them into the house to spend the night. Just then an old man came in from his work in the field at evening, who also was from the mountains of Ephraim, his own village, Ephraim, the man's village. He was staying in Gibeah, whereas the men of the place were Benjamites. Okay? And when he raised his eyes, he saw the traveler in the open square of the city. And the old man said, where are you going and where do you come from? So he said to him, we are passing from Bethlehem in Judah toward the remote mountains of Ephraim. I am from here. I went to Bethlehem in Judah. Now I am going to the house of the Lord. But there is no one who will take me into the house. Although we have both straw and fodder, for our donkeys and bread and wine for myself, for your female servant, and for the young man who is with your servant, there is no lack for anything. And the old man said, peace be with you. However, let all your needs be my responsibility. Only do not spend the night in the open square. So he brought him into his house and gave fodder to the donkeys, and they washed their feet and ate and drank. As verse number 22. Now let me read this verse from the KJV version. Verse Judges 19:22. So do we understand the story now? This man was taking back his concubines, one concubine. And he was taking back, he was there at the open square in this city of Gibeah, where the Benjamites stay. Okay, this old man came and gave him to stay at his house. And they went to his house, this old man's house. So let me read this Judges 19:22 from the KJV version. Hold on. Let me read that from, if anyone has the KJV version, you can read Judges 19:22. Judges 19:22. Okay, let me read that. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, underline that please, the same sons of Belial we saw in Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 13, and the Bible says they were diverting the people to worship other gods, whom the people of Israel did not know. Unknown gods, new gods. The same sons of Belial now here in this chapter is mentioned. What happened? Verse number 22. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about and beat at the door and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. Okay, so now this, do we remember what the same thing, similar thing happened somewhere else? Where? In Sodom and Gomorrah. All right, when the angels came in Lot's house, the people of the city, the men of the city surrounded the house and said, bring the men out. We want to know the men. That means we want to sleep with the men, have sex with the men. The sons of Belial in the city of the Benjamites, that is Gibeah, are there. And during the night, they are appearing. And they found out that certain new men have crept into the house. We want to corrupt this new people. We want to corrupt this new men. What is the functionary, the next functionary of the sons of Belial? They want to corrupt each and every member in the house of God with lewdness. The meaning of lewdness is uncontrollable sexual desire. They want to corrupt every person in the house of God with lewdness. Even men. Women, leave about women. They will corrupt. We will come to that in the next part of scripture, how they corrupt the women. But they want to even corrupt the men with immorality. That is the functionary. Certain sons of Belial, the Bible says sons of Belial, who came near the house and said, bring the men out who came. We want to know the men. Yes. Verse number 23. Let us go ahead. What happens there? See what happens there. Verse number 23. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, nay, my brethren, nay. I'm reading from the KJV version, okay? Nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into mine house, do not do this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you. But unto this man do not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken to him. So the man took his concubine, the sons of Belial took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all the night until the next morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was, till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said unto her, Up and let us be going. But none answered. The woman died. Because of the sexual abuse, the woman died. Actually, let's see that. Then the man took her upon an ass, and the man rose up and gat him in unto his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife and laid hold of on his concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt into this day. Consider of it, take advice and speak your minds. All right, listen to me. Do you see that story? What happened was the men, the sons of Belial, came and said, we want to sleep with the men that came to your house. But the old man said, you can take the woman of my house, my maiden, my daughter, and this concubine, but don't corrupt the men. So they took the concubine and they raped the concubine. And by morning, the concubine died. She was crawling. She came to the threshold. And when the man came, she could not speak. That means she died. The expression they used is, she did not answer back. She died. And now, this man was angry. The husband was angry. And what he did was, he cut the body of the woman, 12 pieces. All right, the Bible. 12 pieces he cut the body and send it throughout all Israel, to all the tribes of Israel, to show what happened with his concubine. All right, what happened, what with his concubine. Now listen to me. Now we will go, stay with me, okay? We are going somewhere, so stay with me. Now we will go to Judges chapter number 20. Where did this incident happen? Which city, which tribe was living there? Benjamites. Yes, the Benjamites were living there. Actually, the sons of Belial were living among the Benjamites. Okay, we will look at that. And they were living in Gibeah, Benjamites. And until and unless this guy was who? A Levite. He was from the priesthood tribe. So the sons of Belial are always against praying people, pure people, holy people of the Lord. If they will see a praying priest, he's praying. He has kept himself from immorality. He has kept himself from pornography. He has kept himself from alcohol, from wine. They want to target those people and corrupt them. Okay? And now the context is, no one knew such people existed in Israel. That is what the scripture says, that no such thing has happened ever in Israel. We did not know that such kind of people are living in Israel. Why? Because the Benjamites have concealed the identity of the sons of Belial. There is a leadership in the church that conceals the identity of such corrupt people and do not expose them, but rather cover such wicked people. And in this context, it was the Benjamites who were giving covering to evil people. People of God, don't defend wickedness. Don't defend evil. Don't defend evil.
Amen.
Are we understanding? Some pastor's wife, big pastors, the wife knows that this guy is a womanizer. The wife knows that this guy sleeps with other women also. The wife knows that, but still the wife covers the iniquity of the pastor, evil of the pastor. What they are doing, they are becoming that Benjamites who are covering the evil and not exposing the sons of Belial. They are in partnership with the sons of Belial. Are we learning something tonight? Okay, listen to me. Let's go to Judges chapter number 20. All right, Judges. Chapter number 20, verse number 1. So all the children of Israel came out from Dan to Beersheba, as well as from the land of Gilead. And the congregation gathered together as one man before the Lord at Mizpah. Okay, all the Israel gathered at Mizpah, from Dan to Beersheba, all the tribes. All the leaders of the people, all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God. 400,000 foot soldiers who drew the sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel had gone up to Mizpah. Then the children of Israel said, "Tell us, how did this wicked deed happen?" So the Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered and said, "My concubine and I went into Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin, to spend all night. And the men of Gibeah rose against me and surrounded the house at night because of me. They intended to kill me, but instead they ravished my concubine so that she died. So I took hold of my concubine, cut her in pieces, and sent her throughout all the territories of the inheritance of Israel, because they committed lewdness." Lewdness meaning uncontrollable sex. Okay, we will go to that afterwards. "An outrage in Israel. Look, all of you are children of Israel. Give your advice and counsel here and now." So he gathered all the tribes of Israel to, and he, remember, he sent him them the pieces of the body of the woman. So they knew the matter was serious. All right. And they gathered to see what they will do. Verse number 8. "So all the people arose as one man, saying, 'None of us will go back to his tent, nor will any turn back to his house. Nor will any turn back to his house. But now, this is the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up against it by lot. We will take 10 men out of every 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, 100 out of every 1,000, and 1,000 out of every 10,000, to make provisions for the people, that when they come to Gibeah and Benjamin, they may repay all the vileness that they have done in Israel.' So the men of Israel were gathered against the city, united together as one man." Okay. Now, Judges chapter number 20, verse number 12, I will read from KJV. Judges chapter number 20, verse number 12, I will read from KJV. "And the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribes of Benjamin, saying, 'That what wickedness is that is done among you? Now, therefore, deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel.' But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel." Stop there. So again, the mention of the sons of Belial. Whole Israel came, they understood the matter and they understood the wickedness, and they said, "How could this happen in Israel? It never happened in Israel. Who are the people who did it?" The Levite, the son of the Levite, the husband said, "The sons of Belial, who are among the Benjamites in Gibeah, they did it. So what should we do?" They said, "Bring us our army, and every of these people who did it, we will put them to death." So they went to the tribe of Benjamin, okay? And they said, "Can hand us over who? The sons of Belial. Hand them over to us. We want to put them to death." But they did not listen to their brethren. Rather, they protected the sons of Belial. Are we together? They protected the sons of Belial. There are pastors who will tell you, "You can go and sleep with women, but you still come and lead the worship. No problem. Oh, you are going and doing idol worship, but keep coming to my church. Keep coming to my church." You know what you are doing? You are providing coverage to the sons of Belial. You are protecting the sons of Belial. Remember, Apostle Paul said that such a corrupt man I have handed over to Satan because he has slept with his own mother. So I handed, so that maybe God would save his soul by me. So I am not providing covering to such a person. I am not providing my prayer and my approval to such a person. Hallelujah. Are we understanding, people of God? So the people of Benjamin knew that this sons of Belial, this group of people, wanted to rape the man. They could not rape, so they rape and kill the woman. But yet they are not letting them to be exposed. They are not letting them to be exposed. I know most of the people, maybe in the US, maybe in this group, listen to that pastor, so-called pastor from Africa. And he came in the US recently. And you know what he said to the congregation? He said, if you see your pastor sleeping with a woman and you catch him, still you should not open your mouth. The sons of Belial, first of all, they want to corrupt the holy people of the Lord. They want to corrupt the priest of the Lord. They want to corrupt them with lewdness and immorality. And then they want to manipulate people so that the door will be open, that they want to have covering from such kind of people. Are we understanding? The Benjamites did not hand over the sons of Belial to this people of Israel. So what happened? A war broke out. You can read it afterwards in Judges 20. The Judges chapter number 20 is another long chapter. All right. But here is the second set of scriptures where the sons of Belial is mentioned. Are we together now? Hallelujah. So Judges chapter number 20, because the Benjamites do not hand over the sons of Belial to Israel, what do people of Israel do is they war against the Benjamites and start to kill the people. So there is a series of warfare. There is a series of wars. In the first wars, the Benjamites win against Israel. But Israel inquires with the Lord, shall we go against our own brothers? God says, go. So they go and destroy their own brothers. Why? Because the brethren did not expose or give the sons of Belial into the hands of judgment, into the hands of God. Hallelujah. Are we together? So there is a destruction. There is a destruction of the tribe of Benjamites. And even after they destroy Benjamites, they are not happy that the brethren was destroyed. They mourn. Why did this happen? Just because of the sons of Belial. Just because of the sons of Belial. You see what kind of destruction the sons of Belial can bring in. Bring in the body of Christ. Bring in the house of God. And that's why God wants you to know who are the sons of Belial. All right. So what I want to say is the second characteristic of the sons of Belial is the sons of Belial operate in the spirit of lewdness, uncontrollable sex, especially to corrupt the children of God, those who are pure and those who worship the Lord. All right. Those who are what? Pure and those who worship the Lord. Where is that verse I read? Okay. So there is a verse in Judges chapter number 20, which says, all these things happened because there was no leadership in Israel. There was not a judge in Israel. Okay. So the second characteristic I told you, that the sons of Belial operate in the spirit of lewdness, uncontrollable sex, especially to corrupt the children of God, those who are pure and those who pray, who worship the Lord. The third characteristic I want to tell you is the sons of Belial get an open door to carry out their wickedness when there is no established leadership over the congregation or the leadership is weak. When the pastor becomes like, you can do anything you want, but you just come to the church. I want my church to be filled on Sunday mornings. I want everyone to be in the church. I want everyone to do this, do that, do whatever you want. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to talk about sin. When there is a weak leadership, I don't want to remove people from, when there is a weak leadership over God's people, the sons of Belial have an open door to do whatever they want. And when there is no established leadership over God's people, the sons of Belial get an open door to do what they want in a congregation, in the house of God, even in families, when the parents are like, do whatever you want, I don't care. You have your choice. The what you are doing is you are letting the spirits of the sons of Belial get into your children. Are we together? Hallelujah. The sons of Belial get an open door to carry out their wickedness when there is no established leadership over the congregation or the leadership is weak. Can we go to the next set of scriptures now? 1 Samuel chapter number 1 verse 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 1 verse 16. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Okay, that is a KJV version, so that is the language there. Let me read that again. Remember, this is Hannah and Eli having a conversation. So Eli thought that she is drunk and all those things. So Hannah is justifying and telling Eli, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. So a leadership that provides covering for wickedness. Eli was that leader that provided covering for the sons of Belial. We will come to that. Does not also looks at the praying people, the holy people with the same lens. So in a way, a leader that provides covering and does not rebuke the sons of Belial, he rebukes and misunderstands the children of God who are holy and who are praying unto the Lord. Are you understanding? So if you see a symptom in the church that the people, the most of the leadership in the church is wicked, but you are the one who is doing faithfully, but yet the pastor there is rebuking you time and again, but is favoring those who practice wickedness, you understand that the pastor is providing a covering for the sons of Belial. So that's why he does not understand you. That's why this person hates you. Are we understanding? Because he is providing coverage and assistance and favor to the other people who practice wickedness. Eli could not understand that Hannah was praying to the Lord from her heart. So Eli started to rebuke Hannah. But Hannah had to tell Eli, you know, I am not a daughter of Belial. Don't misunderstand me, dear priest. Okay? Do we understand? So I came to that scripture because Belial is mentioned to show you. Now let's go to the main scripture in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. Let's go there. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. Stay with me, people of God. Now from this, from Judges, we saw there was no established leadership. From Samuel, we will see the weak leadership of Eli. We will see the weak leadership of who? Of Eli. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 1. Oh, no, not verse number 1. Let's start from verse number 12. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 12. Does anyone has KJV version here? Does anyone has a KJV Bible here?
I do.
Yes. Read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12.
I'm sorry. My phone just went blank. Pastor.
Okay. All right. Let me read out. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Stop that. What is any person, any other version here? What is written there? Corruption? Sister K, which version of the Bible you have? Any other version here?
Corrupt. It is written corrupt.
NKJV is corrupt. The sons of Eli were corrupt, it says. Okay. So the original script is the sons of Eli were what? Sons of Belial. Check out if the children are... If your children have become the sons of Belial, we have to deal with that spirit. Check out if the people in your church have become the sons of Belial. We have to see that. Eli, sons. What? Sons of Belial? Wow. The sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. How can a person who does not even know the Lord serve as a priest in the leadership of the church? It can happen because they are the sons of Belial. They don't know the Lord. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom. Now let's go ahead now. People of God, are we understanding tonight? Are we learning something? If you're there, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What about other people? Say amen if you're there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, amen. Okay. Now the sons of Eli. We are on 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. Belial, they knew not the Lord. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came with the flesh, was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. There was a flesh hook, three teeth in the flesh hook. The priest would come and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all Israelites that came thither. All also before they burned the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Stop there. Now, the first sin, the grievous sin that the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas committed. Now, the custom was when people brought sacrifice to the Lord, offerings to the Lord, okay? The sacrifice, the offering should go to the altar of the Lord. As a burnt offering, this was a burnt offering, should go to the altar of the Lord. After it goes to the Lord, the priest were allowed to take a flesh hook with her three teeth. And they were supposed to put their flesh hook on the offering after it was offered to the Lord. After the incense went to the Lord, the priest could go and put the flesh hook on the offering and take the flesh hook off the offering. And whatever portion was in their flesh hook, the priest is the portion of the priest. Okay, that is the custom. But even before men came, the people of Israel came to give the offering to the Lord, the sacrifices of burnt offering to the Lord, Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, what they would do is they will say, no, you will not offer to the Lord. We will not take that roasted burnt. We will not take the burnt offering. We will not take that boiled offering, the burnt offering, which the incense goes to the Lord. We will take the offering for ourselves before you give it to the Lord. We will take it all for ourselves. We will take the raw meat from you. Are we understanding that? A church that does not, a minister of the gospel, that does not encourages and preaches you the true doctrine of tithes and offering, that it goes to the Lord, and tells you that you need to, there are, you know what? These ministers have a website page. Monthly subscription, you have to sow this much for the normal membership, for gold, for platinum, and these are the facilities you will get, and this and that. So there is no way they are telling you that you are giving into the kingdom of God. These are tithes and offering, and they are not teaching you the principles of tithes and offering. I don't want to go into that. I have preached upon that. But what they are saying is, you are sowing into my anointing. Into my anointing. Who are they? They are the sons of Belial. Who are they? They are the sons of Belial. Tithes and offering, it is supposed to go to the Lord, and then from a part of it, after it goes to the Lord, that is, the priest take from it. Are we understanding that? Are we understanding that? But with this Hophni and Phinehas were taking the offering that is supposed to go to the Lord. So what do the sons of Belial do? The sons of Belial want to stop the sacrifice, offering, praise and worship that goes to God by deceiving, forcing and stealing away the sacrifices, offering and the praise that should go to God for themselves. That is what they are doing. Hallelujah. In a church where God is not praised, only the preacher is praised. What he is taking? He is taking the praise offering of the people and taking it for himself. Taking it for himself. I was under a pastor. I was under a so-called prophet. And when the testimony would come and people will say some things, he would tell us that only testimonies that are concerning me, I have prayed. Those are the testimonies that should be put on the stage. And they should clearly tell that Papa prayed for me. My spiritual father did this for me. My prophet did this for me. My prophet, that is the son of Belial. They are taking your praise offering and taking, it is not going to God when you give that testimony. God is not happy. You are giving it to a man and making the man happy. They are snatching it away by manipulation. That is what Hophni and Phinehas were doing. Hallelujah. Are we together on that? Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Verse number 18. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, the mother made a little coat. Okay. Let's skip all those things. Let me go to the NKJV version. 1 Samuel chapter number 12. There we were. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, sorry. Let me go to the NKJV version now. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. Okay. Verse number 22. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the woman and who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. So Eli heard the complaints of what the sons were doing. He was old. And he also heard what they were doing. This is the second sin of the sons of Eli. Who were the sons of Belial? What they were doing? Those women who came to worship the Lord at the tabernacle of meeting, they took the woman and they slept with the woman. Hallelujah. Do we see that? So they took the woman. They slept with the woman. They were sleeping with the woman who came to worship at the tabernacle. Who came to worship at the tabernacle. There are the sons of Belial in the church who target women who are holy, and they want to corrupt those women. Who want to target women who are holy. If any pastor tells you, no, my wife is not there, come to me, I want to deliver you. I want to do personal prayers with you. Don't go to meet him. No godly man will do that. Do we understand that sons of Belial exist in the church? I'm talking about reality. They want to corrupt godly women. This is what Hophni and Phinehas were doing. And what did Eli do? Eli did nothing about it. It says now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel and how they lay with the woman who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. I told you they operated in lewdness, and they corrupt people of God with immorality. Immorality is very, 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 very common for them. So he said to them, why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. No, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. Okay, let's skip verse 25. Verse number 27. Then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offering of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me? Some version says, prefer your sons above me. honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of my people Israel. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far it be from me. For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. And you will see an enemy in my dwelling place, despite all the good which God does for Israel. And there shall not be an old man in your house forever. But any of your men whom I do not cut off from my altar shall consume your eyes and grieve your heart, and all the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age. Now this shall be a sign to you that will come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. Hallelujah. So do we see that? Do not prefer your children above the Lord. Do not prefer your husband above the Lord. Do not prefer your wife above the Lord. However lovely they are, however beautiful they are, how much ever you love, keep the Lord first. If you function as a priest in the house of the Lord, you have to keep the Lord your first priority. And anything that people do contrary to the word of the Lord, do not provide your agreement to them. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Listen to me. It says, Eli, you preferred your sons above me. Eli, you chose your sons above me. When you heard that they were sleeping with women, corrupting holy women who came to worship the Lord at the tabernacle, when you heard that they were not letting people offer to the Lord, they were taking it for themselves, why didn't you remove them from the leadership? You kept them. You provided covering. That is what, when the leadership is weak, that is when the sons of Belial get an entry into the church. I have seen churches, there is no Holy Spirit in those churches anymore. Why? Because the leadership is so weak. Why they behave as weak? Maybe because, oh, they are my own children. They are supposed to lead. I will not let anyone else lead. We see that difference in Samuel. When Samuel heard that his sons were corrupt, he left his position. He removed the sons from the position, and he presented himself and his sons before the people, saying that, see, I am coming off of my position, and the king Saul is before you. He will lead you, but you clear out matters with me. So a righteous man does not allow corruption in the area of his authority. If he sees anyone, even if it is his own children who have done that, he will remove them. He will remove them. Do we understand that? So the sons of Belial get an open door to carry out their wickedness when there is no established leadership over the congregation, or the leadership is weak. Okay? We see that? So God's solution, the fifth characteristic, God's solution to come against the sons of Belial is to utterly remove them from authority. That is God's solution for the sons of Belial. Remove them from authority. That's why God came in, stepped in, and he removed the sons, and he removed even the leader, Eli, and said, there will be no one in your family who will grow to the old age. Everyone will die in the flower of their age, because you have led the sons of Belial. You have led corruption. You have allowed corruption. You have preferred your sons over me. Do we understand that, people of God? You have to stand for God more than standing for a man, more than standing for your son, for standing for a prophet, standing for any man. You have to stand for the word of God, for the holiness of God, for the purity of God if you are a leader. Samuel was such a leader. That's why he made it to the end. He removed his sons, and he was not even afraid to rebuke Saul. He went to Saul and said, God has removed you from the kingship authority. God has taken away the authority. God has taken away the kingdom of Israel from you and given it to someone else who is better than you. He was not afraid of Saul. He knew Saul could have killed him because he had the authority to kill him. He was the king. But Samuel was not afraid. He went and rebuked Saul. Imagine if Samuel was also like Eli. Saul would have destroyed Israel by bringing in Amalek, letting him lay, letting that sorcerer live. You know, the king of Amalek was a sorcerer. He used to curse. I don't have time to show you that. He was very wicked against the children of Israel. Saul would have done anything and everything that was in his power without the covering of God. That is what the meaning of Belial is: without a master, independent. Independent. The children of God have become nowadays so corrupt with the spirit of Belial that they want to do things independent. They don't want authority to whom they can report to. The son of Belial, that spirit is getting into people like Saul. He did whatever he wanted. God told him, destroy the Amalekites, kill the king of Amalek. Kill him, Agag, kill Agag. But he did not do it because he wanted to be independent without any covering, without any authority. Do we understand that? In this ministry, there are counselors around me. If they watch me, they have all the authority. I have told them, they have all the authority. If I sin and they see something in me, they can come, Apostle Raul, you know, that is what was not right. They have all the authority to correct me. There are counselors around me. They have all the authority. They have watched me living. They have watched me live. So that I am not an independent person doing whatever I want to do. Even if I want to do something, I will discuss with the elders and then do it. Do you understand that? Independent leadership. You know, some churches are founded on independent leadership. The pastor is the main hero. He will decide, he will do, no one can question his authority. That is not a church. That is a son of Belial who has no covering, who has no one to report to. Do we understand? Oh, he submits to a spiritual father. The spiritual father is also a son of Belial. He also sleeps with women. Do we understand that? I am telling you, weak leadership. Weak leadership. Aaron was a weak leader. He let the people worship the golden calf. Even so, he made a golden calf. But when Moses came down, he broke the golden calf and made people drink of the ashes of the golden calf, of the particles of the golden calf, and said, you have sinned. That is leadership. Where you exercise authority in the area of authority. You know, let it be. I don't want to offend that person. I don't want to say anything to that person. No, let them do what they are doing. No, you have to tell, especially when they are into leadership. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. Covering without a covering. So, the last point, the sixth point of the sons of Belial, I want to tell you. If a pure believer wants to be saved from them, from the sons of Belial, he or she should have no agreement or fellowship with them. If a pure believer, holy believer, who worships the Lord, wants to be saved from this sons of Belial, what do you need to do? Have no agreement and fellowship with such kind of people. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 15. Second Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 15. Let's start from verse 14. Verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with what? Belial. Does your Bible say Belial? Okay. Everyone say that. What accord do I have with Belial? What accord do I have with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So what you should do, you should have no agreement with such people who are sexually immoral, in whom you see the characteristics of Belial. You know some pastor has scandal cases over him, but still you watch, you on the TV and you hear the pastor and you receive his words. And you say, oh, I am under this pastor. Have no agreement with the sons of Belial. Have no agreement with the sons of Belial. Are we understanding? So the 6 points about the sons of Belial, the first one I told you, the son of Belial wants to divert the worship that goes to God to the worship of idols and other gods. The second is the sons of Belial operate in the spirit of lewdness, uncontrollable sex, especially to corrupt the children of God, those who are pure and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Point number three, the sons of Belial get an open door to carry out their wickedness when there is no established leadership over the congregation or the leadership is weak. Fourth, the sons of Belial want to stop the sacrifices and offering that goes to God by deceiving, forcing, stealing away the sacrifices and offering that people bring to the Lord. God's solution to come against the sons of Belial is to remove them from authority and to destroy them. Sixth, if a pure believer wants to be saved from them, he or she should have no agreement or fellowship with the sons of Belial. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are your people, and we are not without a covering. We are covered under your wings. When we say that we are covered under your wings, O Father, that means we are subject to the authority of you, Lord, subject to the authority of your word, Lord, that we submit to you, we report to you, we account to you, Father, and we account to people who are placed over us. We account to people who are placed in authority around us, Father. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the children here, be accountable to your parents. I speak to the husbands, be accountable to your wife. I speak to the wives, be accountable to your husband. And do not be independent, do not be without a covering. I speak to congregation, be accountable to the leader. Report to your leader. Don't do anything without a covering. Be accountable to the praying people in the ministry, to the intercessors. I am telling you, that's why God ordained the office of the apostles, the prophets. If Prophet Samuel wasn't there in the Old Testament, he did not operate in the authority, Saul would have wrecked the congregation, the spirit of the sons of Belial. If Hophni and Phinehas were not stopped, they would have destroyed Israel with corruption, with immorality, with children born out of wedlock and curses. Let's pray that God establishes strong leadership like Samuel. Let's pray that God establishes leadership like Moses. Even Jesus, though he was a friend to his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Satan, get behind me. You are mindful of the things of the flesh, but not of the things of God. He did not water down the gospel so that he could gather a congregation. Jesus, our Jesus Christ, he preached the word. He preached the gospel. He preached the whole counsel of God. Apostle Paul preached the whole counsel of God. He did not entertain immorality. He did not entertain lewdness. He did not entertain greediness. Whenever there was anything such like that, Apostle Paul will remove them from the team. Oh, he says, Demas has left me because he has loved the world rather than me. Are there any radical leaders, not only leader of the church or a ministry? Are you husbands? Are you a radical leader in your household? Are you a radical leader like Samuel? Or do you provide covering for evil and wickedness? Ask yourself a question, husband. Husbands, do you let sin dance in your house and you say nothing? Do you let your children do things in your house and you say nothing about it? You let them do it. God is watching you. You are a leader of the house. Mothers, are you so used to pamper your children and love your children that you don't even say, my child, that is wrong. I am not with you in that. Or do you provide covering for evil? See that. If you provide covering for evil, God looks you at you as he looked at Eli. You are providing open door for the spirit of Belial in your house. Are you understanding that? Ah, prasa bam pranto koraba. Alek raba, young people. Oh, no, he is my friend, I will not tell. If your friend, if your Christian friend, believing friend is into a living relationship, sleeping, you can go ahead, he is a wonderful man and all those things. Are you standing for the truth? You don't have to stop them, you just have to tell them, I am not with you in this. I am not with you in this. Don't provide your covering for the sons of Belial. Don't provide your covering for evil and the practice of wickedness. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we want to thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, through your word, that you will break the hold of the sons of Belial over the church in Jesus' name. That you will raise up strong leadership in the body of Christ. You will raise up strong leadership. And in the coming years, I pray that there will be an exposing, more and more exposing, and the removal of the sons of Belial from leadership. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are coming back and you want a pure virgin bride to take back with you. And Father, thank you, Lord, that you are equipping us to be that virgin bride of Christ. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rabano kobora setabara kalabode. Impra kalabotre benzianta raba. Lempraba sedere belekejeberi aldaraba. Lakrabala, break the hold of the sons of Belial over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And set your people free, Father. I pray for women who are abused by pastors. Oh Lord, most of them cannot speak. Oh Father, most of them are threatened with several threats. And they are being abused, Lord. Oh, Father, I pray, Lord, break the yoke in Jesus' name. Expose every evil, Lord, in the house, Lord, and remove it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank you once again for this time. I cover each and every person here with the blood of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, revive and heal those who are sick in their bodies. We release healing in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of sickness and disease be broken upon the lives of people. Every yoke, Lord, of the enemy be broken upon the lives of people. Set your people free by thy mighty word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you once again for this time. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.